على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Please one more salawat and move forward. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. So if you do not move forward, I'm going to move forward. Please say another salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله هم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إذا تليت عليهم آياتنا فزادتهم إيمانا. في سيانة الصلوات. اللهم صل على محمد. We just recited verses, and within those verses I've chosen one of them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, الَّذِينَ يُتْلَوْنَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Those people, when verses of Qur'an are recited for them, that increases their faith. So I always say that if we like to test our faith, one of the best ways to test our faith is that when Quran is recited, at that time check yourself. This is check and balance for yourself. You know, everybody can check their soul. Is there anything that makes us excited? We really like to listen, or we hate to listen? We like to spend some time in the recitation of Quran, or we don't like it? Or let's say you open the Quran in front of you, and that is the point that you feel lazy and you become sleepy. There you have to check yourself. And putting ourselves in front of Quran, it's like placing yourself in front of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It's like putting yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is speech of Allah. We have faith in Allah. If you have faith in somebody, then you would like to listen their speech, what they say. So let us say if your very close one, very beloved person, he goes out from the country for a while, and if you did not hear for a while from them, so then you're going to be a little bit in stress. Then you got an email, right? When you got an email, then you're going to be excited. Oh my God, let's see what it's going to say. I did not hear many days from them. So today I heard from them. I was reading the statement of Ayatollah Bahjat, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi. He said that if you like to meet with Imam-e-Zaman, this is interesting. This is interesting. Amazing type of the experience. If you like to see Imam-e-Zaman, look at Quran. Because Imam-e-Zaman, alayhi salam, is face of Quran. Is reflection of Quran. Is image of Quran. Is body of Quran. His speech is speech of Quran. His actions are actions of Quran. So that's what he said. If you like to see Imam-e-Zaman, look at Quran. So we do not look at Quran just as a text. Sometimes look through Quran, Prophet, peace be upon him. Make this Quran as a camera. that you can see Amirul Mu'mineen. Look at Quran that you can see Ayman alayhi salam. Alladina tuliyat alayhim ayatuna zadathum imana. Those people, when verses of Quran are recited for them, that increases their faith. So that's what I said. Judge yourself sometimes. Test yourself. This is best of the laboratory. Quran is a laboratory for testing our faith. Do we really have faith? Or we don't have? How much faith do we have? So let's say if you recited 5 verses and after that you feel tired. That is good test. That your faith is up to 5 verses. The faith of Amirul Mu'mineen. Let us check faith of Amirul Mu'mineen. Please say salawat. Allah. It is said sometimes that he used to ride on the horse and complete Quran. So there can be miraculous way that he used to finish that Quran. But in life of Ayman alayhi salam, it is said they used to finish Quran in 3 days sometimes. How that is possible? That is possible. It's possible really. Today we have people, those who finish Quran during the month of Ramadan at least 3 times. There are people, those who finish Quran maybe after 5 to 6 days. It depends on how much really we linked with Quran. It depends on that. So we have to check sometimes our faith through Quran. Let me read hadith and sermon of the Prophet about these days. As Prophet has said, مَنْ تَلَى فِيهِ آيَةً مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. If somebody recited 1 ayat of Quran during the month of Ramadan. So dear youth, listen. If one recited just 1 verse of Quran during the month of Ramadan, كَأَنَّ لَهُ مِثْلَ أَجْرُ مَنْ خَتَمَ الْقُرْآنَ فِي غَيْرِهِ مِنَ الشُّهُورِ. It's like completing the Quran in any other month. Just 1 verse. One of the shortest verses you can say is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Right? One of the shortest verses is Alif Lam Mim. So at least that much you know. That much we all know. We all can recite Surah Ikhlas sometimes. And one of the surah that is really recommended during this month of Ramadan, that is Surah Qadr. Surah Qadr. Recite Surah Qadr as much as you can. As much as you can. Especially when you like to do iftar. Don't rush and eat. Take your time. Go upstairs, take a date in your hands, and recite Surah Qadr. Then say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم إني لك صمت وعلى رزقك أفطرت وعليك توكلت. By looking at the rizq, you know, you're taking the rizq in your hands. And then you say, على رزقك أفطرت. This is your rizq. It's not mine. Nobody provided me. How amazing is that? Sometimes we don't pay attention. These are small things, little things. Maybe you're holding it over here. And say, Allahumma inni laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Just reciting a verse. Just saying a sentence. That does not make any sense. It's not going to change anything. But when it's going to make a change, even you once say with ikhlas, just once, it is going to make a change. Wallah, I fasted for you. I'm breaking the fast for you. This is your rizq that I'm making iftar. Okay, let us think about the people, those who really do not have that opportunity. They may have fasted during the day. It reaches the time, it's time of iftar. But they don't have this state. They don't have those foods that you do. We have every day a bunch of food, many types of food. available. But many, they don't have that opportunity. They may break their fast with the water, with a little bit of food, or even with something that is lesser than that. When you think about them, then you are going to say, "Ala rizqika aftartu." This is a greater risk that you provided. When you can realize the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, when you do not have. While we have blessing, we will not be able to realize. You know, this Quran is a great blessing. But if you are in a circumstance where you cannot find Quran, you cannot find a copy of Quran, and you are in month of Ramadan, then you realize how important is Quran in your life. How important is that? Then even you will write that if whatever you memorize, you are going to read that. Think about if you are in a prison somewhere and they don't like to give you any Quran over there. They don't like that anybody can get close to Quran. What are you going to do? Then you will realize how important were these du'as. How important was the center. How important was these jama'at prayers. I used to go over there. We do not realize until we have the blessings. But when we lose the blessing, that is the point, human being, that comes and realizes, that wakes us up, it shakes up. He says, Salawat. So our subject was about matrimonial issues, which is really important to be discussed. I have reached up to the point that now if we like to make a proposal, or before we go for nikah, what are the things, what steps we need to take? One of the things that is really missing in our communities sometimes, that is direct communication. We feel some of things as haya, there is not haya. And there are many things that needs to be considered as haya, but we don't consider them. Place where we have to speak, we don't speak. Place where we don't have to speak, there we speak. So everything, it has its own place. Before the marriage, there has to be a direct communication of both those spouses, those who like to get married. Unfortunately, sometimes we feel that, oh my God, he's going to speak, I'm going to speak with somebody who is not mahram. No, Islam has allowed about that. Islam has given this opportunity that you can meet with somebody, see from very close, and communicate with them. You need to address all the issues that you need to address later on. You need to set your conditions. Marriage is a contract, an agreement of both sides. And if in the beginning everything is not decided, then uncooked things are going to be tomorrow problem. We did not cook enough before we entered to the marriage. We made an agreement to live together, but we are not together. We are not on the same page. You know, sometimes we say that we have to be on the same page. This term is better to be used at home. Both spouses has to be on the same page. If one lives in America, other lives in Pakistan, they are not going to be on the same page. So I do not mean physically. There is possibility somebody lives over there and somebody lives over here, but they are same on the same page. They are both on the same page. And otherwise is also possible. Both live in the same country, but they are not on the same page. Communication is important because communication makes you understand where somebody stands. So maybe you go somewhere and see somebody, she looks like very nice, or that brother looks like very beautiful, but you don't speak with them. Don't know what's going on inside. Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam,
oh.
said very beautifully. He said, Al-insanu makhbu'un tahta lisanih. Takallamu tu'rafu. It's beautiful. It is for everybody in general. Every human being is hidden under his speech. Let them speak, you will recognize. So while somebody is sitting somewhere, he is beautiful, very nice personality, you went over there, you realize that it looks like he's an alim. Oh my God. And then you go close to them and say salam, salam alaikum. And after that you started speaking with them, you realize, no, he's not an alim. Then after a little bit speaking with them, you realized, oh my God, he is not even a mu'min. Maybe he's a Hindu or Sikh. While he did not realize that who he is, because you know, Sikh, they have very big beard as well. And some of the Sikh were being killed after 9/11. Many people, they were thinking that they are Shia ulama maybe. Not necessarily that everybody who has a turban is an alim. And everybody who is wearing a kawaid, definitely he would be an alim. This is one of the signs, but not necessarily this is one of the signs. It's old. There must be many other signs as well. Al-insanu makhbu'un tahta lisani. That is why it is said that when you like to speak, speak with balance. Think about that before you like to speak. وہ اردو میں کہتے ہیں کہ بند مٹھی لاکھ کی تو جب کھل گئی تو اس کی کوئی قیمت نہیں ہے. While you do not open what you have, you can say, for example, if there is a child, you can say, think what I have in my hands. So he may start making assumption that yes, you have $100, for example, $1,000, and then you open, there's nothing. There is possibility that somebody who is silent, their silence can have many things underneath. So you have to open up, speak with them, communicate with them. Sometimes we think that, you know, we are chatting on the internet and we can understand everything. No. Through internet, you will not be able to realize what personality is the other person, because he's sitting behind the screen, writing many things, manipulating many things. There is possibility over there, there is a female sitting and she says that I'm a male. And opposite side as well. With the communication, that is direct communication, you can understand. That is why sometimes I say to my brothers and sisters in boards and in our community, you know, sometimes we start writing longer emails. And we think that I expressed everything. No, that is wrong. You may express something and another person is going to take it something else. It's going to be totally a problem. Communication, direct communication is best source. You need to speak face to face. Sit with somebody. Even telephone. Telephone is one way of the communication, but not total way of the communication. Because you do not know the expression of the face, what the person thinks. Many things you can realize from the face when somebody answers. Not necessarily that you have to listen to them. When you look at the face, everything it's going to tell you. Please say salawat. So don't think that if somebody is sitting in India or Pakistan and you had a telephone call and you made a proposal, that is going to be enough. No, it's not enough. It is going to cause many problems later on. You need to see. You need to be direct. Speak with them. And understand and realize the person. That is how you will be able to really communicate. Then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has said, he says salawat for Amir al-Mu'min. ما أضمر أحدا شيئا إلا ظهر في فلتات لسانه وصفحات وجهه. You cannot read mind. We are not mind reader, aren't we? We are not mind reader, of course. There are many things hidden inside the mind. You will not be able to realize the mind of other person unless it comes at the surface of the tongue. That somebody has to speak up, say something. Then you will be able to realize. So one of the best ways to speak direct and see somebody, meet directly. And that is going to erase all the confusions most of times. Not writing longer emails. Unfortunately, longer emails causes many problems. And then these conflicts outside. Many of the conflicts are because of writing those longer letters sometimes. In the past, we used to write letters. Yes, letter is one way of communication. It's beautiful. If you like to express a good message, and if you like to express in a way that other person can really understand, you can read the letters of Amir al-Mu'mineen. See in Nahj al-Balagha that he has written the letters to his deputies at that time. But Imam wrote very clearly everything, addressing all the points that were needed to be addressed. If he wanted to criticize, then he criticized clearly. So in letter, everything has to be clear. If there are some confusions, then it's going to cause more confusions through the letter. ما أضمر أحدا شيئا إلا وهر في فلتات لسانه. So somebody can ask that, are we allowed to see somebody? Can I see a female? She's not mahram to me. Is there any possibility? Yes, brothers and sisters. It was asked in the time of Imam Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That what we need to do, that if somebody comes with a proposal, should I see that female or a male? And Prophet said, لَوْ نَرْوَرْتَ إِلَيْهَا فَإِنَّهُ أَحْرَى أَنْ يَدُومَ بَيْنَكُمَا. If you just look at that female once, that is going to make you closer, that your relation is going to be eternal. It is going to prolong your relation. Just looking at somebody. And then communication itself, it's important that more than that, we need to agree upon many things. Marriage, day of marriage is day to make that agreement and sign the contract. That is not to discuss about the agreement. Sometimes we try to discuss everything on that day. And that causes many problems. Let's say, you know, sermon has been arranged, all the people are invited, and groom is in the form of grooming now, and bride is also ready to get married. So at that time, parents, they started having discussion. How much mahriya we need to give? What are the gifts you brought for us, for example? How we are going to have, what are the conditions? If you start discussion of all the conditions on the same day, that is going to cause problems. A problem that can remain in all your life. That is why it is important that before you go on the day of marriage, you need to make all these agreements. Agree upon that. Because in marriage there can be many things involved in this contract. There are some of the conditions that are prior to the marriage. And there are some conditions that are considered as the shurutul nikah. Or shurutul dhimn al-nikah. In fiqh, there is a term that has been used. Conditions that are included in marriage statement. These conditions are very important. Those conditions that are prior to nikah that have to be decided. For example, where we are going to live. What country we are going to visit. What is going to be our homeland. These are the decisions that you need to make before the marriage. But there are some conditions that can be conditions of the marriage, within the marriage, marriage contract, it has to be written down. So what it can be? One of the conditions that many brothers and sisters, they are aware that when they fill the form, it is written over there, but I'm sure that many IEC community members, they never have chance to read that marriage contract. Have you ever had? It is online. It is online, and if you open in services, within the services, there are forms, and if you open over there, there are marriage forms as well. So there are guidelines written down. What are the sharait dhimn al-aqd? Sharait dhimn al-aqd. Sharait and conditions that are included within the marriage contract. One of the conditions, just for example, it is said that divorce is right of husband, of course. In Islam, divorce has been said it is right of the husband. Female does not have that right unless it reaches up to the points and circumstances, and then she has to return towards the court, or she has to go to the marja or mujtahid, make them qazi, make them as justice of the court, and ask them to play as the role of the court, and they have to see all the circumstances. And after circumstances, they may give this justification that yes, divorce is allowed. She can take divorce. So that is called as a talaq, that is talaq-e-vilayi or talaq-e-hukumati. For those who are really tired, please say salawat. Everybody is tired, so I can leave now.
Everybody do salawat.
Please say salawat one more time. Inshallah, in a couple of minutes, then inshallah we'll get close to the iftar. So what I said that divorce is called divorce of the ruling, or a divorce which is from authority or government. A governing authority, talaq-e-hukumati. That is the right when it becomes the least circumstances, then they can ask. Otherwise, mainly in Islam, the right of divorce has been given to the husband, because husband is being asked, he has to take care of the house. When he is caretaker, when he is given the responsibility, then there are some authorities as well. Whenever somebody is going to have responsibilities, there are going to be authorities as well. Authority comes with responsibility. When you gave whole responsibility of the house, for example, you said, you are going to be responsible. You are food provider of the wife. You are food provider of the children. You have to take care. You have to provide them shelter. You have to do this and that. After that, you have to accept that there is an authority as well. But there can be another option, that you provide this facility within agreement of the marriage. Islam has said that if both spouses, they agree before the marriage, within the contract of marriage, that wife will have this right, that she can take divorce. That is divorce of the whole. One of the divorces, that she can separate herself by returning toward the court, if she decides in different circumstances. Of course, then also it depends on the circumstances, but then she does not need to have permission of the husband, because he already has given and agreed in the sharait of dhimn al-aqd. So there it reflects what are the benefits of those contracts. Sometimes, you know, we think that this is just a simple contract, and what is wrong with that? Just go to Maulana and on the same day ask him that, can you read the sermon of marriage? He's going to decide. There's no problem with that. But if you did not decide about that before that, prior to that, then tomorrow when you're going to fall into problems over there, you will feel that, yes, it was important that we had to make those agreements. I give example most of times, brothers and sisters, that when you like to agree for a job, to do job somewhere, how many things you fail over there? How many agreements you make? How many conditions you really make over there and agree upon those conditions? In job, there is not much involved. It's only your life that you give, some hours you give over there, but at the same time, they are going to place many conditions, you are going to place many conditions, and with those conditions, you are going to make an agreement, or you are going to make a contract. But when you like to marry with somebody, that means you are agreeing upon many things. Your religion becomes involved. Your social life becomes involved. Your personal life is involved. Your family is involved. Many things that are going to be involved. So why we don't decide about that wisely before we like to get married? It's really important, brothers and sisters, that when we like to make this agreement, then we need to see, communicate, make the agreements, and finalize the contract. And on the day of marriage, we have to sign on the contract. We have to sign on the contract. That everything is decided. And happily sign on the agreement, rather than making the decision on the same day. If we like to see somebody as in our mahram, how much we can see? And what are the exceptions that Islam has asked? It is said in the hadith of Prophet, "Unzur ila wajhiha wa kaffayha." So that means, if a female wears a see-through suit and passes through from somewhere, and the person who wants to get married, if he can see at the same time to the female, that is sufficient. So looking at the face, looking at the hands, that it's not something that today we have become advanced and we know the requirements of marriage today. No. This advancement was being in the past as well, in the time of Prophet as well. So when he's advising the people, look at the hands, look at the face, look at the parts of the body. Or Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has said, somebody asked question, أَيَنْغُرْ رَجُلُ الْمَرْأَةِ يُرِيدُ تَزْوِيجَهَا. Can somebody see the female that he wants to get married? How much he can see? Imam said, فَيَنْغُرُ إِلَى شَعْرِهَا. He can see hair, وَمَحَاسِنِهَا, and rest of the beauties. Because he wants to get married. And this also applies to the other side as well. That female also has to see. It's not only that man has to see the female and that's sufficient. No. The female also can ask that I would like to see you. And she can also have a grant upon the husband, upcoming husband. And that makes that marriage, happy marriage. And it is going to make us successful in the future. Brothers and sisters, if we follow those conditions that Islam has said, definitely we can have a successful family. And family is the root of the society. And a society that is flourishing society, it brings the children that are the children of the society and that can make leaders of society. I would like to request brothers and sisters, as yesterday Brother Hadi Ilmi requested all the community. But before I request, I said one thing in my sermon yesterday. Community is like a family. And in a family, we do not need to ask somebody. So let's say if I am husband of the family and there is a need, should I go and ask somebody that I need that? Everybody knows these are the needs. In community, we must know what our needs are. So every day it reflects over there about the expenses of every day, daily expenses, outside they have placed, they announced different times. If community knows about that, that must be sufficient. There should not be any need that somebody come and request you. Requesting, that means I'm not aware of something. Yes, if community is not aware of that, then definitely making a request that becomes a challenge. So I request brothers and sisters, during holy month of Ramadan, as we come and enjoy every day from the services of community, we need to support the community that we can complete these functions of holy month of Ramadan. And inshallah, we will try our best that if we can provide best of the environment, a spiritual environment, all the facilities that are need. You can see that your youth that come every Saturday and Sunday, they stay whole night. Take the opportunity of this center. Last night there was beautiful debate within the youth about the use of technology, and I enjoyed their debate. And today, alhamdulillah, they have another session as well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us opportunity that we can complete this month successfully. And may Allah provide us best of the blessing during this month. If I cannot see Brother Talib, is he here? I don't see him. Here's Brother Hassan Ali Khan. Can you call him, please? Please say salawat one more time. So yesterday's request was, it was about Project 20K. Brother Hassan Ali Khan had said that Brother Talib Danji is going to speak about that. Please welcome him with a loud salawat.